So I was born in an Adventist family. I used to go to the church with my parents. And you know, when you are born in an Adventist family, you just do things because the parents are Adventist, and because they are Adventist, we just need to follow what they tell us to do. I was baptized at the age of 13 years old, but unfortunately, I left the church 1 year after. At the age of 14, I started to smoke, I started to take drugs, I started to drink with my friends, and I forsook the church completely. I was not out of the church. I go to the church, I went to church, but I always go to church after the service. And when I go to the church, I was not in peace with myself because when I go to church, I was under the influence of drugs already. But I persisted in that way for four strong years. And it was at the age of 18 that my mom invited me for a spiritual retreat. I was not so excited to go with her, but because she asked me to join her, so I please her and I go to the retreat with her, without knowing what would happen to me in that special prayer meeting. My friends, they were supposed to come to that place and pick me up because we organize a party with school friends. But they forget me and they did not come to the place and to pick me up. So I stayed in the retreat up to Monday, May 1, 2000. So I stayed there for 5 days. It started from Friday, Saturday, Monday, and Sunday and Monday. 4 days I stayed there. So when we got in the bus going back home, that was the first time that I heard God's voice. And he called me. The members were singing song, and the voice came and said, "You don't wish to join the team, you don't wish to join the members to go, that they are singing, that they want to go to heaven with Jesus." And the voice asked me if I'm not willing to join them. And I talked back to the voice and said, "I'm not so sure I can go with them because I know my situation. I was really far from God." And the voice came for the second time and asked me, "If you are willing, I still can help you." I said, "I don't think you could help me because I'm really far from you, and I don't think that would be a nice thing if you help me to join you." And the voice came for the third and the last time and said, "If you just allow me to help you, I can help you." So after 4 years, I enter my small room and I kneel there. And I pray a very short prayer and I ask God, because I was afraid to do a long prayer. And my short prayer was, "God, if you want to help me, or if you are willing to help me, just hold my weak hand in your mighty hand." That's it. And I got up from my knees and I continue my activity. I did not know that God that day answered my prayer. And he took my hand in his mighty hand. And when I go to school on May 2, I met my friends. And I told my friends, "I met someone during the weekend and I need to introduce you to that person." My friend was thinking it was a girlfriend or it was a special friend. And he asked me, "What's the name of the special friend?" I said, "The name of that person is Jesus." And he laughed. He laughed at me and said, "You are kidding me. You are kidding me. You are joking. Tell me the name of the person." And I told my friend, "The name of that person is Jesus." So he was not so convinced that I met Jesus, but I knew I met Jesus. And there was a complete change in my behavior, even in school. I was so quiet in the classroom. I was reading spiritual books. I was not saying bad words to my to my friends or teachers. I was so meek. I was so quiet in the church. Even the teachers were thinking that I was sad or mad or something like that. And friends were joking with me, telling my teachers that I lost my parents. That's why I'm so quiet in my place right there. But my friend, my good friend Wesley, that I told him that I met Jesus 2 years after, he gave his life to Jesus as well. And he got married with a classmate. And now he's serving the Lord in Canada. And he's so dedicated with the Lord, because God helped me not to find him only, but to introduce Jesus to my good friend Wesley. So that was the beginning of my change. So I met Huguette. She helped me so much in house visitation, to give Bible study, to share messages to the people that we were visited from Monday to Friday. So she helped me also, and she gave me a chance to preach in her prayer meeting 4 years after, 2000 to 2004, after my motorbike accident. That was the second time that God came and talked to me and told me that now I need to prepare myself. I will leave the country and I will start working as a missionary abroad. So I left in the same year, 2004, December 24, I left Mauritius and I go to the Philippines and I work there as a missionary for 1 year and 5 months. And I dedicated my life to the 1,000 missionary movement. And I served there in many islands. And I preached the gospel there. I gave Bible study. I have seen people giving their lives and giving their heart to Jesus. And after that, I moved to CPAC, Central Philippine Adventist College, where I took my BTH in theology. I studied for 4 years there. And God helped me so much. I was not a smart person. Instead of finishing my studies in 5 years, but he helped me to finish my study just in 4 years. And after 4 years in school, I come back to Mauritius and I serve as intern pastor, and I pass all my stages as pastor, and then now I'm serving as local church pastor, youth director, and I have seen God in my life, and I thank him so much for the great change that he has brought to my life. And I love this song, and when I think of my life, I used to sing this song, Great Change, since I was born. The things I used to do, I do that no more. The place I used to go, I go there no more. The talk I used to talk, I talk that no more. Great change since I was born. And I thank God. Yes. Yeah. The song goes, great change since I was born. Great change since I was born. Great change since I was born. It is a great change since I was born. The things I used to do, I do that no more. The things I used to do, I do that no more. The things I used to do, I do that no more. It is a great change since I was born. So this is the change that God brought in my life. And I'm so thankful to him. And I'm so thankful to my parents, especially to my mother, that prayed for me for 4 years. Every 5 o'clock in the morning, she will enter my room and kneel before my bed and pray for me. And 4 years after, God answered her prayer. And now I'm serving the Lord. And there is one thing that I love to do, is to preach the Word of God. And I thank God for that. Amen.
And just a few extra questions. Describe Huguette's ministry. When she goes, does her missionary work, tell me about what she does.
So she started the missionary work very long time ago. She has trained a lot of young people to serve the Lord. And I was one of them that served
the
Lord.
She asked you to come with her.
Yes. And she invited me to come with her because for her, once I left the world, I need to get inside. I need to get in a different activity, and it was missionary activity. And when she invited me, my parents were willing to allow me to join her, and I serve the Lord. I go with her in the house to house visitation. I give Bible study. I help people. I was also a literature evangelist. So that was the type of ministry that I did with her.
So you would go on Sundays or something? Or?
So every evening we go out.
Oh, really?
Every evening we go out. By the time I didn't have a car, I had my motorbike. Sometimes she will just come with me on my motorbike and we go house to house visitation and pray for people. But now I have a car. Whenever she needs me, I'm willing to bring her and pray for the people that are in need.